Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
We've got Representative Ocasio-Cortez stating that RICO is not a crime, which will make the people say, well, then what in the world are you doing to Trump in Georgia? You have the death of State Senator Gene Breaux here in Indiana, who just a couple days ago was announcing that she was stepping away. A long battle, a health battle. Certainly did not know exactly how bad it was. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. And then there's a movie from, it's called, this is the name of the movie, The American Society of Magical Negroes. Took the ninth spot at the box office. Oh, by the way, someone's going to email. How dare I say that? I said the title of a movie and they're going to be offended because it's 2024 in America. And what else would you expect? It grossed $1.3 million. It played in over 1,100 locations. So I've heard people mention the movie, but I didn't do anything with it. I was like, oh, okay, it's a movie. It's either a movie I'm not going to watch or a movie I might not be interested in, whatever the case may be. It's about a young man who is recruited to be part of a society where black people use their magical powers to make white people comfortable so they don't hurt black people. Oh. Yeah, that doesn't sound like a movie for the masses. And supposedly, or I should say as reported, I shouldn't say supposedly, one of the characters explains that when white people are uncomfortable, they are, and I'm quoting, the most dangerous animal on the planet. Well, you certainly shared with me a really important subject, and I can't thank you enough for it. My gosh, you just turned me right around right there or something. Just like when I discuss conservative films. Don't tell me I've got a great conservative movie. As Kevin McKeever explained years ago to me, if you tell me, hey, I've got a script that's a great conservative movie, what you're telling me is your movie sucks. A movie, a story, has to be a story. There have to be interesting characters, there has to be arc, there has to be conflict, all these things. Woke does not make a movie. It doesn't. It never has. It never, ever will. Ever. So, best of luck to the people over there who made the movie, and maybe you'll get your money back. Maybe you'll learn something, but I doubt either one is going to happen. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Get your...
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Thursday music moment coming up soon. You do not want to miss it. I'm proud of myself today. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. When businesses change hands, we usually do give it a mention. But this one is a little different. This is about the IBJ, the Indianapolis Business Journal, and how Nate Feltman, who's the former Secretary of Commerce for the state of Indiana, has purchased this from Mickey Maurer and Bob Schloss. Now, a full disclosure. I know Nate Feltman. I would argue I have a friendship with Nate Feltman. We agree, we disagree. It's all good and it's all fine. I have met Mickey Maurer on more than one occasion. He has spoken at my synagogue, and I was very supportive of it. I have never met Bob Schloss. I like everybody to know where everything's at. Why in the world am I discussing this? This is about the idea of local and its value. And watching something happen locally, because we often discuss that our news is coming from those disconnected from us. It's obvious that when you take a look at the Indy Star, outside of an opinion piece every now and again, I mentioned how Michael Hicks had a piece about college diversity and how they don't, you know, have enough men in colleges. I was like, right on. He's not the first person I heard discussing that, but I was appreciative of him writing it. I don't always agree with Michael Hicks at all. He's often, in my view, wrong. But the Indy Star published it, I was very impressed. And as we know, and as we've discussed, when they decide to do local reporting, they can actually do it very well. They broke the Larry Nassar story. Respect. But my gosh, this happens so with such infrequency, if that's the right word, that the paper has kind of fallen apart. It has become this tool of narrative. If you're not a progressive, there's nothing to read. And it has become so thin that there is nothing to read. And this has been an issue, not just with the Indy Star, with the lack of local journalism. Local connections. There was an organization a decade plus ago called the Franklin Center, which was the principle, the guiding principle, the idea of the group was, we don't have local journalists. Let's go hire local journalists to report about local things. When your state government, when your local government doesn't have somebody there reporting on what's happening, they think they can get away with anything. I've told the story before. He's from Kansas. I haven't spoken to him in many years. His name was Bob Weeks. Nice man, older man, nice guy. And he was a blogger, and he would attend, this is where I heard the story, he would attend local city board meetings, right? City council meetings. Nobody was doing it. And he tells the story, whether it was him or there was somebody else, that the members of the city council, they'd show up in shorts and flip-flops. And then he or one of his people showed up to a meeting to report on the meeting. And the next meeting, everybody was wearing a shirt and a tie. Everybody was dressed like a business professional. It's incredible what that does, that how the act of the observation, right? So it's a psychological principle. The act of observation changes the thing you're observing. To observe something changes the act of the thing you're observing. It's kind of fascinating. You might see it differently. You ever notice how you act by yourself and then maybe how you act when others are watching? Like, for example, how if you're eating like a snack, you might be totally disgusting on your own. But when other people are watching, you're more prim and proper. It changes the act. Local matters. And so the story here is that the IBJ remains local. When WIBC was purchased by Urban One, and for the record, everybody who said that WIBC was going to fail, everybody who said that WIBC was going to flip formats, everybody who said that Urban One was going to fire all of us, just admit you were wrong. That's all I'm asking. Here we are. All is well. And Urban One is working with me on syndication. So, you know, you didn't know what you were talking about. But some people were genuinely concerned. They hear Urban One, they hear conservative WIBC, and they're like, what's going to happen? I only hope you see that so far, so good. It's radio. Anything can happen tomorrow. But so far, so good. But one of the things that is true is that there's so much locality from Urban One. There's so many stations. We didn't lose anything. As a matter of fact, I think, you know, the move from Chris Davis to John Herrick as news director, and what we're seeing, we're still there. We're still local. We're still connected. Mickey Maurer, who has had multiple successes, Bob Schloss, they could have sold to anybody. And there could have been multiple buyers who would have just seen this as one more piece of their quote-unquote media empire. And, oh, yeah, just print it out and churn it out. I'm not arguing that Nate Feltman, who is a success in his own right, didn't see a financial opportunity in owning the IBJ. I would never make that assumption. I was not involved in any part of the negotiation. I don't have any inside data. But the idea that Mickey Maurer and Bob Schloss sold to someone local, and the idea that someone local who lives here bought it, I think that's a good thing. I may not always agree with the IBJ. Certainly, they've got some opinion pieces that are, if they weren't so pathetic and sad and slanted, they'd be hysterical. Sorry, Nate Feltman, just, you know, saying it the way it is. But I am glad that it's local. And I think that there is a story there. This is not an abandonment of Indianapolis, but rather a reinforcement of its value. Good things are still happening and can happen. And I only hope the IBJ has a very, very long future. And I guess now is the time to make my pitch. Really, really, we should be working together. I made that pitch to the Indy Star before too, so I'm probably just talking to the wall.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
How bad is it?
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Dow futures up 120. NASDAQ futures up 186. And you have rates that are going to be held. They did not go up. They did not go down. Stayed right where they were, which is what we thought would happen. And then you have the Federal Reserve saying, well, we still expect 3 rate cuts this year. Is that right? 3 rate cuts. I would think that maybe you're just saying that. My take, you're just saying that. That's all. I don't believe you. When I see it, I'll believe it. Thank you very much. Meanwhile, gold prices could hit $2,300 an ounce in the second half of 2024. They're already over 2,000. Bitcoin is moving its way back up. And the Darden Restaurant Group, I'm talking about Olive Garden people, Longhorn Steakhouse, they have posted their first same-store sales decline since the pandemic. Longhorn actually went up, but Olive Garden, it just keeps getting better and better, went down. Because people can't afford to go out to eat. Just like we've been discussing, and now we've got data to back up what we're hearing anecdotally. It's not that we're smarter than everybody else. We're just more honest. We are actually watching, and we are discussing what the data tells us. Now, the world is crazy, but we do not have to be. That's why we do the TK, Tony Katz, that's me, Thursday Music Moment, a chance to roll down the window, step away from the madness. We play some music, we relax, and then we get back to it. Because we know we have to get back to it, but man, one must take a moment to recharge. The TK Thursday Music Moment brought to you by Kill a Dent Removal, the hail damage repair, the paintless dent removal, the door ding repair, the mobile dent repair, all of it from Kill a Dent. KillADentRemoval.com. They will come to you, people. It's just that easy. KillADentRemoval.com. I went old school. I went good school. I went, I think, 1959. Find some music, play a little bit, everybody relax, we get into it, and then we're back to the work. We got to get back to the work, but for now, we take the break, grab yourself a drink, whatever it is. I'm not here to judge. A little Ray Charles, everybody. Hit it. told you everything was going to be okay. You just need a moment. You just need a beat. You'll find everything. Just go to my page over at WIBC.com. All the songs are there that we do for the TK Thursday Music Moment. Consider it your playlist for dealing with insanity. You're welcome. Matt Bear has...
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher.
Is there any effort on the part of your team to secure this money through another country, Saudi Arabia or Russia, as Joy Behar seems to think?
Well, there's rules and regulations that are public. I can't speak about strategy that require certain things, and we have to follow those rules. Like I said, this is manifest injustice. It is impossible. It's an impossibility. I believe they knew that. I think that's why mid-trial, frankly, they changed their ask from $250 million to the ridiculous amount of money that they've asked for. I think everything is done intentionally. I do not doubt that the witch hunt, that the election interference goal is what was ringing steady and loudly and true throughout all these trials, frankly. And we're seeing it. It's the demise of our country, not the demise of Trump. So we'll handle it as we always have and keep our heads up and keep working hard.
Is that Trump's lawyer there in an interview with Martha McCallum? Was she hinting around the idea that maybe the Trump team had looked to foreign nationals to cover the $454 million judgment? I thought that was an odd answer. There's rules and regulations. I can't speak about strategy that requires certain things, and we have to follow those rules. We're not discussing the injustice. I'm asking specifically about that. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. I'm curious if there is some level of force that could be placed on Trump to actually pay it, right? What if he wants to say, I'm not writing a check. Go ahead, take the building. Go ahead, take it. Have yourself a nice day. Like, can he say that? And then they can argue about the value of the building and all that jazz. I'm curious, can they say, no, you have to write a check? I don't know. I'm curious about this. But the idea that Trump's lawyer there would kind of leave open the possibility, maybe we did speak to some other nations and see if they'd write the check. I have never met Halina Baba. I've never done an interview with Halina Baba. I've only heard her. I find myself unimpressed. But maybe that doesn't matter. I am not arguing that what's happening to Trump is right. Far from it. Far from it. I am arguing that that's a peculiar answer. That answer could get people to ask questions. That's my take. I will catch you guys at noon.